KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a cloudy sky, and it's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 55. Winds west-southwesterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, the Creston Police Department reports a woman was arrested early this morning on an assault charge. Authorities say 55-year-old Patricia Jean Young of Creston was arrested at her residence at around 3 a.m. for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense. She was transported to the Union County Jail and later transferred to the jail in Clark County. Young was being held without bond until seen by the magistrate. Following a public hearing during which there were no comments, the Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning in Greenfield voted to pass a resolution to approve an ordinance, 28B, reprecincting the county with regard to supervisors' representation and voting. Details about the changes can be found on the county's website and through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In other business, the board took under consideration for when it comes to their fiscal year 23 budget considerations, a request from courthouse maintenance worker Rich Wallace, who wears several hats when it comes to maintaining the grounds and interior of the courthouse, aside from cleaning, most of which he does himself.
I'm a plumber, electrician, computer tech. I do budget, oversee projects done here at the courthouse, snow removal, which is not done in a heated cab, and also includes quite a bit of manual labor, mowing, maintenance of equipment, and hold a boiler certificate, keep up on safety and security, and prepare for inspections of equipment.
Wallace said while others have union or other forms of representation, such as the conference board, he feels like as an individual he's being left out when it comes to a wage increase.
I realize this is all part of my job, but I would appreciate it if the board would consider giving me the same wage increase that has been discussed for other full-time hourly employees if passed. Thank you.
The board agreed he does do a great job and took no issue with determining a revised wage for Wallace when it comes time to formulate their budget amid other requests and considerations. In other business, Adair County Treasurer Brenda Wallace on Wednesday discussed computer bids since her DOT computer bit the dust last week.
Last Wednesday after I left the board meeting, my DOT computer, the internet connection went out of it and I have to have it to make it run. So that put us down to one motor vehicle to do titles, renewals, and it's the end of the year. All the farmers are renewing their big trucks, and companies are renewing. So it's really put a stress on us. I asked the state if it's time for me to replace the computers, and she said in January I could get full funding, and I get $1,050 per PC, and then the county pays the difference.
She asked four separate companies for bids, but only three responded. The other company refused to issue a bid due to the changing price structure. Two of the companies said they couldn't get the DOT specifications in a timely manner. Mainstay was the only company who said, she said, who issued a quote.
And he gave me a quote of $1,494 per PC, coming to a total of $2,988 for both. And I'll get reimbursed $2,100.
Unfortunately, the company couldn't guarantee a delivery date. She said it could be as soon as 5 weeks or as late as 5 months, but the price wouldn't change regardless. In the meantime, the DOT approved using their program on an Infomax PC temporarily until a new computer arrives and is set up. Infomax will charge $100 to install the program. The board approved her request to replace the computer at the quoted price. The Adair County Supervisors also set the date for a public hearing on a fiscal year 22 budget amendment as 9:30 a.m. on January 12th. County Auditor Mandy Berg said the total expenditures in the amended budget amount to $78,464, while the revenue is $856,000. The board discussed and agreed to use part of the American Rescue Plan Act funds amounting to $142,385 for COVID relief in order to digitize county real estate records. That's been something they've wanted to do for a long time. They also discussed the OSHA vaccine and testing mandate, but since the county has, by all accounts, less than 100 employees, it does not meet the threshold for that mandate. The Griswold School Board met Monday evening and discussed matters pertaining to finances and teacher shortage. Superintendent Dave Hendricks spoke with us yesterday, and he said Dan Rold, school business official, reviewed the ending fiscal year financial information, which was very positive and opens the door to increased pay to retain teachers and staff.
Back in 2016, our projected unspent spending authority was going to be a negative $96,000. at the end of last year if we didn't make any changes. And, of course, we made a whole bunch of changes. And so we went from basically a negative spending authority of $100,000 projected to a positive $2.3 million. We're very happy with the progress that we made financially. And now our goal is to make sure we reward our staff, because there's been some pretty lean years in terms of negotiations and salary increases.
There was no formal action taken Monday, but discussions, he said, would continue to attract, retain, and reward staff members. The board also discussed the possibility of offering soccer to their students at Griswold.
The board's kind of thinking, based upon numbers, you know, there is a chance we might start soccer, or we may pursue sharing with another school district. But in order to make that decision, the board needs some idea of how many people we might have participate.
In other news, the board acted on personnel matters, including some resignations. They also approved several new hires. You can read and listen to more of Superintendent Dave Henrich's comments in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.